Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 27. This one is about attention, about broadening the attention. Alexander Technique is a lot to do with attention, with observing, looking, noting, sensing, without judging. It's the kind of attention which is not narrow, it's not focusing in on something or one thing in particular. It's an attention that is broad and takes in what's going on inside of yourself, what you think and what you feel, but also what you see, what you hear, what you observe. You could also include what you smell and what you touch, or what you're touched by. It's a kind of a special attention which is broad, clear, and light. Just taking in what is there, not judging, not interpreting. And whilst the weather is still a bit nice, you can practice this sort of attention outdoors. I walked through the railway land today and I was just listening and looking, smelling and noting. I didn't write anything down. It's better not to, because otherwise you can't look and listen and see. But now in my mind, I can retrace that walk and all the impressions and sensations are still there. They're coming back. So I'm going to give them to you just as I noted them. The sky was a perfect watercolour sky with clouds wafting across. Sky was perfectly blue. Some clouds were lit by the sun, luminously white. Some were a bit grey and a bit rain-laden. The sky and the clouds were in contrast to the intensely bright white cliff face. A slight breeze rustled through the leaves of the bushes that I walked past. There was a row of trees which had already lost all of their leaves, apart from a few dry ones at the top of the crown, and they made a faint tinkling sound in the breeze. The light touched all the grasses and seed heads on the meadow, and a few feathered sea heads were floating through the air. I could hear birds singing, little ones twittering away shyly, and some singing away in full voice and melody. There were red berries hanging on some bushes along the path. I could hear the gravel underneath my feet, and I noted that it was dry. I crossed through the wet water meadow. There were no cows there. They were sitting in another field further upriver. Black cattle, except for one white cow with a black nose. The light fell on the facades of the houses along the other side of the river. There was a man working on one of the terraces. I could hear the hammer blows across the river. And there was a rustle alongside the path. I looked up. I saw a squirrel high up in the trees, and it was dropping down branch by branch until it reached the ground, and then it disappeared. I glimpsed the back of a rabbit diving into the undergrowth. I heard traffic from the bypass, and I heard the trains squeaking. Footsteps, a jogger, getting fainter as she disappeared around the reed bed. And I tasted a hot chocolate. And then I came home feeling happy.